This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now summer is here, although in Houston, Texas, it's been well into the 90s for weeks.
Right now it's a little bit past 6 and it is sufficiently swampy. Yeah, and it's pretty disgusting outside actually. But I think that's just what we've got to work with until July-ish, and then it'll only get swampier, and then it'll disappear around November.
Brian Washington is a Houston native and a writer of short stories. His debut collection of stories is set among Houston's hustlers and drug dealers, and it's gotten great reviews. We published his short story called Waw in The New Yorker in 2018. When Brian Washington got back from his book tour recently, he took us to one of his favorite places, the West Alabama Ice House. And the truth is, if you don't know what an ice house is, you probably don't live in Houston.
I think the idea of an ice house is really debatable, and I think the only consistency with everyone's definitions is that there really is no one true definition of what an ice house is. Some folks would argue that it has to have been a place that literally sold ice at some point in time. Some people could argue that an ice house's signifier is shitty parking to sort of accentuate the fact that it's a community hub and people from the community would walk over and just hang out. Some people would argue that an ice house had to have originally served as a sort of convenience store, because that's how many ice houses started out, and that they sold ice, you know, they sold milk, they sold bread, because it was a place that could keep those things cool. I think it's literally different from a regular bar in that swaths of it are outside and swaths of it are populated by benches, and the ice house doesn't sell liquor either. They sell beer, they sell cider, they sell water, they sell sodas, but they don't sell hard liquors. This is not something that they do. So if you were walking from off the road, like you're just walking to the ice house from off the street, you're gonna run right into some benches. You might stub your toe on one of them as you head your way to the bar, and if you turn the corner, there's a bit of an awning with a series of TVs, or most folks are watching whatever basketball game. Right now it's the playoffs.
Dude, they're just so inconsistent, getting them to show up.
I know that one chicken truck was very inconsistent, but it's summertime now. We need to get it going.
You know I want to eat.
Well, I think the concept of the ice house started in the late 1800s, because you had these ships that were coming down from Maine to the Gulf of Mexico, and they would stop over in Galveston, and that's where they would unload and sell the ice that they had left over. And in the years since, at least West Alabama Ice House has trend, like there's a tamale guy right there, like he's selling like fucking tamales. So that's maybe an allusion to the different kind of things that you could buy in a space
tamales,
like
tamales,
this.
Tamales, tamales, I'm selling tamale guys, tamales.
I first started coming to the Ice House because it was a meeting place or a sort of nexus point, because like the first time I was hanging out in Montrose, I had never been in this neighborhood before, so I was just still exploring it, mostly just like gay clubs and gay bars around the area, and it was a great place to meet people because everyone knew where it was. So it served as a sort of landmark, So you could pregame and get a beer or whatever for significantly cheaper than you would at whatever bar or club that you were going to, and then just go off and enjoy your evening. So it served as a sort of introduction to the neighborhood in this part of town for me, and it's sort of remained in my life since then.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's up? How are you doing?
How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, can I get a Bohemia and then can we also get a Topo Chico?
But I've had like not great experiences in ice houses as well. You know, I've gotten kicked out of this particular ice house like twice. The first time that I got kicked out, I was just hanging out with some friends and we were sitting next to a table and there was like this group of like burlier white guys and they were talking very loud and one of them was pretty virulently homophobic, which now I would not have the reaction that I did then, but as someone who had just like come out a few years ago, I hadn't had too many contacts with like blatant open homophobia. So I picked a fight, and it was like, I say kicked out, but that's a bit of a euphemism. It's not like it's a movie where we were literally thrown out, but you know, the bartender came over and they like shoot us out, and like that was my end of, you know, the end of my relationship with the ice house for a few months or, you know, a little while. The other time I broke up with someone, but yeah, we had a pretty significant argument being, you know, right before we were asked politely to leave. Yeah.
I'm not a DJ though. Yasha, what do you want to hear?
I'd say these days I'm here about once or twice a week. And if I'm here like on a weekend, let's say, then I'm probably working on something. So I'll have my laptop and I'll just edit whatever I need to edit or just work on emails or whatever for a few hours. And then inevitably I'll end up people watching and just sort of gelling in with the ice house itself, whatever the vibe is that particular day. There have been times where I've been here and there have been like wedding parties, let's say, and they've asked me to like sit with them. It's like they might have like too much beer, they might have too much food, and you end up talking to people and you get swept up in whatever the excitement is. It's a space where I've just like lived here, you know, sort of run through the spectrum of emotions, and I can't think of too many places outside of like an actual home or an actual workplace where that would be the case.
Brian Washington at the West Alabama Ice House in the Montrose neighborhood of Houston.